And there's an even more unusual way to watch TV, and it involves ABC's hit drama Lost. The premiere of the show's final season airs tonight. Many fans hope this season will answer key questions and tie up loose ends. And a few hardcore fans couldn't wait, so thousands headed out to Hawaii this past weekend, where the show is filmed, to watch an advance screening of the premiere. Hawaii Public Radio's Ben Marcus was there.
Hawaii's lush tropical scenery is perfect for producing a show about a group of people stranded on a remote island. And local tour companies on Oahu have cashed in on the show's success. Driving this Lost tour is Matt Marici, a guide for Ed Cost Tours. Marici's brought these Lost fans to Waimanalo Beach. Before them is pristine white sandy beach and electric blue ocean. Marici holds a binder with pictures from the show, including one of this precise view.
This is the Thailand beach, okay? You can see this ridge line is right over there. Now, when they pan more this way, they added in computer graphic islands, so because it's supposed to be Phuket.
The group clicks away with their digital cameras. Tour guide Marici points out the peculiar body art some fans display, whether it's pictures of prominent Lost characters or Lost mottos.
I feel at home when I get crazy fans around, like my man here with the Shannon tattoo. I've had somebody with a Dharma tattoo. I've had newlywed couples that put the phrase, live together, die alone, in their wedding vows. You know, Jack says, if we can't live together, we're going to die alone, right? I mean, I'm telling you.
The day of the premiere, a large group of those crazy fans are meeting at Lulu's restaurant in Waikiki for brunch. Across the street, a 30-foot screen has been erected on the beach for the showing. Ryan Ozawa, who lives here on Oahu, helped organize this get-together for his fellow Losties.
There's many names for us. Losers has been used periodically, but yes, we're Losties.
Ozawa and his wife host a podcast devoted to Lost called The Transmission. At one point, it boasted more than 30,000 subscribers.
You've got the mainstream audience that loves it. It's a primetime network TV show, but you've really got the serious nerd contingent, the Comic-Con contingent, the people who, you know, have scale models of the USS Enterprise in their house. So bringing those two worlds together is frightening but fantastic.
What's grabbed the attention of Lost fans across the spectrum are the mysterious and complicated storylines. Ozawa says Lost came about at a time when social media hit its stride. The internet is filled with fans posting back and forth their own theories about characters and fleshing out the rich mythology of the show.
And because Lost is a global show, it's a global online audience. I mean, right on the beach, we've got folks from Turkey, New Zealand, Australia, just coming from all over the world. They're trying to argue about who came the furthest for this event.
Those bragging rights probably go to Rina Kapuya from Istanbul.
I have a 12-hour time difference with Hawaii, so I'm thinking I'm literally from across the world, and I don't think anybody's come farther. I'm the craziest of them all.
Later that day, as the sun set, thousands of fans filled Waikiki Beach for the screening.
Destiny.
Sorry, for you Lost fans who love spoilers, I'm not telling. For blogger, podcaster, and Uber fan Ozawa, there are only a few surprises since he's been stalking out these film locations for months. But for his wife, this was all new.
She was sobbing like a baby, trying hard not to, but the more she held it back, the more her body would shake. So I just loved it. It was fantastic.
For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Honolulu.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.